Hello and welcome to this recording about the emotional inner authority. This is actually the most common of all authorities. 50% of humanity, half of the humanity, has solar plexus defined, and therefore they have this emotional inner authority, which is time oriented. It's really a process in time. In that case, it's actually similar to the process of a reflector, which is also very much time-oriented. It is the authority in which one actually goes through all kinds of feelings and emotions in order to arrive at a certain emotional clarity. Solar plexus is a center of relational intelligence. It's about maturation through relationships. It's a process over time. It develops. More about that also in the recording on centers, where I speak about solar plexus quite a lot. It's the center of awareness. This is where we become aware of certain things through feelings. And obviously this is where these feelings can be very intense. We may feel all kinds of passions and desires and crises and conflicts, it's really rich, it's juicy. And therefore, we can also be easily overwhelmed by the emotionality. And if you have a defined solar plexus, it means that you are moving your whole life on this emotional wave, which is taking you from all these highs to lows, to highs to lows, over and over and over. And the main keynote of emotional authority is actually patience. As you're moving on these waves between desire and joy and hope, and then going down to the bottom of your wave to pain and despair and all of these things, as you go through it, it requires your patience to wait for all the pieces of the puzzle to fit together so that you can clearly see the whole picture. We're talking about emotional clarity, which is how you make your decisions, waiting to be emotionally clear. And I like to call that, in different words, to clearly feel it, to feel it clearly. You can experience all kinds of feelings, but typically when they're really intense, when you're in the thick of it, typically what happens is that the feeling can be very intense. But if you take your time and allow your feelings to develop and to mature over time, you get to a place where you realize, oh, I'm feeling it clearly. And you can recognize it because you will feel a certain release of this nervousness going away, almost like you're more comfortable in your body physically. And when that happens, actually, this is the moment when you are emotionally clear, where you have arrived at your emotional clarity and you clearly feel whether you should do something or not, whether it's correct for you or not, because you've taken this time and waited for the final piece of the puzzle to really fit in. Now this happens over time. As you ride your wave, you're looking at the decision from all kinds of points on your emotional wave. You feel about it differently depending on where you are in your emotional process. You feel differently about those decisions. It's almost as if you had sunglasses, which were different colors every moment. You know, they would be changing colors. You would see everything you see is colored through those colors in your sunglasses. And so you really need to see the whole spectrum and take your time to go on your emotional wave, up and down, up and down, up and down, over and over and over, until you arrive to a place of the emotional clarity, what we call emotional clarity. This is the moment where you go, oh, I clearly feel. It's the moment where the nervousness goes away, and perhaps you don't have 100% clarity, but you at least are clear that you are clear enough to go ahead and make the decisions, right? So it's about taking your time to be patient, wait for the nervousness to go away, to experience this release, this calming sensation where you feel comfortable in your body. And the more important you're making, the longer it takes for you to actually arrive at clarity. On the other hand, sometimes the clarity is there immediately. I mean, we're talking about emotional authority, where typically it takes time to be clear about certain things, but at the same time, you've been through all kinds of experiences previously. And based on those experiences, you can be pretty clear pretty fast. I mean, when the truck is coming at you, you jump away and you don't need to wait for clarity because the clarity is there immediately. So sometimes you're clear immediately, but most of the time, if it's especially if it involves a new situation, whatever decisions you're making, especially if it's a more important decision, then it typically pays off and helps you if you take your time and allow your feelings to mature, to evolve, so that you're then making your decision from the place of this clarity rather than from the place of the emotional chaos. And as an emotional being, you are really influencing other people with your emotionality big time. The other half of humanity, which are people that are emotionally open, that have the solar plexus center open in their chart, instead of brown, it's white, are really influenced by your emotions. They take it in and amplify it. I spoke about that a lot in the recording on solar plexus when I, when I spoke about it in centers. So you have a big influence on others, and it pays off to be aware of that, to have it somewhere at the back of your mind that you're emotionally impacting others quite a lot. And sometimes you may not even know yourself that you're going down on your wave or up on your wave, but you can already see it in others that are around you, how they're responding to your emotionality. Particularly when the solar plexus is defined through a channel which is not black, not fully black. Like in this case, you can see that one gate is consciously defined, activated, it's black. Another gate is unconsciously activated, it's red. So if it's fully red or just partially black, if it's not black all the way, that means you don't have a consciously defined solar plexus, and you may not know exactly where you are in your wave, where you are actually going. If you're going up or down, obviously you will probably recognize the extremes, you know, the tops, the highs and the lows of your wave, but you may not know exactly where you are. You don't even need to track where you are, but just know that it always pays off for you to take time to be clear and to make space for yourself to be clear, so that when you are clear, then you're coming out into the world from this place of clarity. That's still, you're always emotional. The emotionality is still there, but it's carried on this different frequency. It's carried on this clear frequency. It's like if you play a tune on an instrument and it's a clear note, clear musical note, or if you play something off, more or less off, of the note, you know, then it doesn't sound so pleasing because you can hear the disharmony in it. So this is this clarity with which you're then doing something, and you're, you know, what is the authority for? Well, the authority is for us to be able to really live out our gifts and talents, to really fulfill the reason why we're here. And so if you follow this guidance of your inner truth, of this clear feeling that you can arrive to if you take your time to wait for it, then you're really fulfilling the reason why you're here. You're really fulfilling all those gifts and talents and living them out as you do. It really, really requires for you to be patient. Patience is the main keynote for the authority, besides waiting, you know, waiting for clarity, waiting to be clear, and being patient with it. To make space for your decisions to have a chance to arrive at clarity without being pressured. You know, if a partner calls you, well, shall we go for dinner tonight? If you can't postpone the decision until, you know, later in a day, if the your partner really needs you to say something straight away, at least tell them that you'll call back in 5 minutes. Even such a short time helps you to be more clear about what's actually correct for you. Because if you go ahead and make a spontaneous decision about things, chances are you'll regret. And I'm sure if you have this authority, you know what I'm talking about. Also, there is this idea that as a man, for example, one should be able to make immediate decisions and 100% abide by them and always stick to them and never change one's mind. And, you know, this is my word and I shake my hand with you on it and this is how it's going to be forever. No. I mean, for women, it's probably easier to have this inner authority. For men, sometimes they feel like, oh, I'm so indecisive and I don't know, you know, I always change my mind. Well, take your time. Really, tell people to call you back in a week or you will call them back in a week. At least one or two nights sleep on things. These are suggestions. That's not how your authority really mechanically functions. I mean, once you're clear. It can take a second or it can take half a year. But suggestion is, yeah, take your time. Make space for yourself. Sleep on things. Don't make the decision too fast. Even, you know, sometimes it can be challenging to say no to someone. You don't need to say no. You can just say, well, let me get back to you on that. I'd really love to. Sounds really great, but let me get back to you. And just you know, a couple hours, maybe even minutes or days later, you go, oh, I'm so glad I didn't say yes to that. So you're going to get yourself out of all kinds of uncomfortable situations if you take your time, if you listen to yourself. So making this space for yourself to just be, basically, is really important to digest the decision. The most important decisions can take up to six months to actually be clear about. And sometimes you never get clear. That means it's not the time for you to really make a decision about it yet. People with an emotional inner authority have a slow digestion process. It's nothing to do with actual digestion. It's nothing to do with your intelligence. It's really about you being able to see reality in a very multi-dimensional ways, really complex way of sampling and seeing the reality and waiting for that final piece of the puzzle to really fit in so that you all of a sudden you see it all and you're so clear, right? Now, riding on the emotional wave has obviously a lot of challenges with it. It brings up a lot of challenges. Typically, the bottom part of the emotional wave is something that emotionally defined people tend to avoid. They don't like to dwell there. And the reason for that is that when you were a child or adult as well, there were probably all kinds of feelings and emotions that you didn't have a chance to properly digest, process, communicate, do something about. You know, we were told to, you know, stop crying and don't do this, you know, good boys don't do that, good girls don't do that, just keep it to yourself, nobody's real interested about your emotional outbursts and all of that. And so there may be all kinds of emotions and even emotional traumas that are actually buried deep at the bottom of the emotional wave. And every time you're going up and down, whenever you go down, you're getting in touch with all these issues and these unresolved emotions. Emotions that you couldn't really process as a child or later. I like to speak about it as the mud at the bottom of the lake where, you know, the old leaves and branches of trees are decaying and you step in it and you know, your feet really, you know, you can feel the mud coming out between your fingers. This is this bottom of the emotional wave, which can be so uncomfortable and so disconcerting and very challenging to face. But actually, it's very important that you face it, because if you try to suppress it, if you try to say, okay, I'm never going to go down over here, not only are you cutting yourself from your depth, but you're also cutting yourself from your highs. And you're kind of living in the middle. And some people even consider it an achievement and are proud of it. They're saying, oh, you know, that's behind me. You know, I've really managed to stay in the middle. And actually, that turns you into a zombie. You know, you need your depth. You have this depth. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, it may sound bipolar. You know, you may go from all these highs to lows and back and forth. But actually, and obviously it's challenging to face this bottom part of your emotional wave. But what happens is that if you do have the patience, if you do have the courage, if you do have the capacity sometimes to face whatever is there at the bottom of your emotional wave, all you have to do is to just be present to it. You don't have to change it. You don't need to do anything about it. Actually, you shouldn't do anything about it in most cases. It's just for you to be present to it, to feel it. And as you feel it, you know, the light of your presence will actually decondition it. You know, it's going to do its job. It's going to release these locked, unprocessed emotions, this emotional baggage which is there, once and for all. And every time you go through this bottom part of the wave, a little piece of that goes away, as if you had a bucket with sand and you're pouring water into it and it's being stirred up, and you know, little by little there is less and less sand in the bucket, you know, until eventually there is no sand in the bucket. So that if you can do that, and not always you have the capacity for it, the time, the energy, the courage, you know, the attention, whatever, if you can do that, facing the bottom part of your emotional wave whenever it takes you there, you don't need to do anything to be taken there. Actually, on the contrary, people with an emotional definition typically have developed certain, even unconscious, protective strategies how not to face it, how to avoid that. You know, but if you just let it be, it's going to take you there on its own. Just feeling what it's there is doing a great work for you. It's like a therapy that you don't need to pay for, although, as I said, it can be really challenging. And eventually, when you decondition, which is a process, obviously, like everything with the emotional authority, then what happens is that you can actually be going up and down, and you don't experience any suffering here. You may not be in the mood to discuss the latest fashion, for example, but you know that you don't suffer. There is this groundiness, grounded quality to you going high and low. In fact, you may be going even higher because you're allowing yourself to go even lower. And yet, at the same time, you're not bipolar because you're grounded, right? You're grounded at the same time. So taking your time to be emotionally clear, making space for your decisions, telling people that you're gonna call back, or asking them to call back to you or reach out back to you, not going ahead until you are emotionally clear, really creating this space for you where you have this time and this place to tune into what is correct for you, what is your correct decision, how do you actually feel about that? Which, by the way, you can ask people that are, you know, in your life to, you know, you can tell them, please ask me instead of what do you think, please ask me how do you feel about it. It takes you right away into your emotional authority. It takes you right away into what really matters. How do you feel about this thing? How do you feel about having an emotional authority in general, right? How do you feel about it? And take your time and tune into what it is that you clearly feel there. And that's how you can make the right decisions, and that's how you can really, you know, fully express all those gifts and talents that you carry. So yeah, that's it for the emotional authority. Obviously, there is way more to say about specific charts. This was a general introduction to this theme, and thanks for your attention. Bye for now.